This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
31 people shot, 2 were killed over the weekend in Chicago. Now you're saying, Kevin, why are you bringing this up in the middle of the week? I have to wait on the actual stats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. I used to do this every week. I used to do it on Monday. Then we'd find out, okay, it changed on Tuesday, and so on and so forth. Because Chicago's so big, they got to wait. It's like the election results. They got to wait to let you know if somebody got shot and killed or whatever. But anyway, yeah, 31 people shot, 2 killed. That's actually a pretty good weekend in Chicago. It's a pretty good weekend. Thank you for the adjustment there, friends. Wow, 31 shot, 2 killed. I don't know. I didn't even read the article. Why does it matter? They were probably black, the ones who were killed, and the majority of them who were shot were either Latino or black. Boom, there you got your report. It's like the weather in Hawaii. It'll be 80. Partial showers at some point on the island, but then it's going to be another crappy day in paradise. Such is Chicago. And we got a movie coming out that can help. And where should it be played? In Chicago. I don't even broadcast there. Maybe they don't need my voice in Chicago, right? I'm going to leave that up to you guys. But speaking of which, the movie, we are still trying to formulate the strategy to get this into to the theaters in the areas where we broadcast. So if you want to see that happen, you listen to the show, call your local station where you hear the show and let them know. If you live in a town and you're getting me over the internet, you should probably call your station and say, hey, why do I have to get this brother over the internet when I should be able to get him locally? Call the station. Talk to the PD. If enough of you call, I promise you, that'll get their attention. They'll call us. We're going into 2 new markets. One of them is in Georgia. The other is near Tallahassee. That's all I know. I don't know the call signals and all that. We've got 2 new markets likely to come on board. I know that's in conversation. So hopefully we make that happen as well. I hate talking about carnage, but when you're talking about Chicago, big cities where Democrats rule, that's what you're going to deal with. Anyway, what else happened over the last weekend that I did not cover? Here's one. Michael Moore's film. It flopped. He called it Fahrenheit 11-9. And here's the deal. It was supposed to be, it was Fahrenheit 9-11, which is the one that was going to bring attention to global warming. Then a Fahrenheit 11-9 was Donald Trump's election because he got the news on the 9th that Donald Trump was the new president of the United States. 3.1 million opening weekend gross. When I tell you gross, let me explain. That's a bad number. Bad number for a guy. He's spending a lot of money now on a film. Yeah, to make films. Michael Moore is no longer the cheapy, make a film for $1 million, whatever. His films are now costing $10 million. He's got to pay people. He pays himself a lot of money, too. It was a flop. I don't know what constitutes a flop necessarily because it varies film to film. Like, it's how much they make versus what did it cost to make the film, and what do they expect the first weekend. And the reason the first weekend is important is that first weekend is going to be your biggest weekend. Yeah. Unless, it's something where you go out there and you're in 50 theaters, and then the next time you go into 500 because the clamor for your film is so big. The clamor for this is nothing. That's Hollywood. $3.1 million for a film that sits anti-Trump, that's going to tell you how bad it was. That's all he made. Shame on him. Shame on that big old boy. What else we got? Coca-Cola and cannabis. Did you guys hear this story? Coca-Cola and cannabis. Coke was going to buy a stock that they call it the cannabis drink market, and there's apparently a search for marijuana products in drinks. So you can get cannabis in a liquid form. I'm not talking about. We'll play a clip of a little girl who is taking cannabis to school, but I'm not talking about medicinal. I'm saying they want to lace your products with cannabis so you can get the high, like a, which would be the opposite of a Red Bull, because it would probably make you all mellow, you know. But you wouldn't have that funky skunk smell. It's like one of my comedian acquaintances, he said, he goes, man, he goes, I didn't grow up in the country. So he goes, when I first smelled a skunk, I was like, who's smoking that weed? And I just died laughing, because it's so true. If you grow up in the country, you know what a skunk smells like. You get to the city and you go, who's smoking weed? I don't think, where's that dead skunk? City boys have to go, I mean, country boys go to the city and teach them that that smells like a skunk. He didn't even know it. I'm not even joking about this. He does a set on it, and I'll get it for you one of these days so you can hear it. But yeah, Coca-Cola was going to, I'm not going to say the name of the stock, and there's a reason for it. I invested in a marijuana stock that's revolutionary. You know, they're all medicinal and doing all these crazy things and putting it in all kinds of different stuff, and it's done quite well. It's doubled. It's more than doubled since I bought it. I'm talking about months, just 3-4 months. My portfolio looks like I'm a guru for buying this stock. But yeah, so they're going to develop beverages to put this cannabis in, and Coca-Cola is going to buy the stock. It shot up. I mean, it shot up like 200-300% in a day. Can you imagine if you were tipped off on that one, boy? Whoa! That's some good. That'll, as they say, get you your snap. You know, if you're like a little bit tipsy and you see the police, they call it with the druggies, they call it getting your snap. Like, ooh, you know, he ruined my high. Well, in this case, that didn't ruin your high. That made your high really good. If you were involved with this stock, you'd be like, whoa. But mine did well. It did well the same day, made like 19%. But it wasn't what this one did. But all because Coke said they might want to buy it. Yeah, they said, we are closely watching the growth of non-psychoactive CBD as an ingredient in functional wellness beverages across the world. There's a part of cannabis that, you know, makes you, your bones not ache, you're less sore, you don't need opioids, things like this. It's got some medicinal properties. I don't know what they are. I'm just saying. But anyway, so it's, people are now, I bought the first one, it's called Kron, I bought the first one that came on board, Kronos, C-R-O-N-O-S, but I bought the first one that came on board on the stock exchange because I was like, why not? Look, these dope heads are going to use, so you might as well make some money off them because I'm never going to buy it and I'm not going to sell it, so there you go. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, we'll be back, keep it here, folks.
I've seen how these things escalate.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a lot to talk about today, but while we're talking about dope, while we're talking about Coca-Cola getting into the cannabis business, let's just make this our dope segment. Well, if we made it our dope segment as it pertained to stupid people, you know, like he's a dope, then, you know, we do that every day. So I'm talking about leftism. That's what we talk about here. Now, people say, Kevin, you're partisan. I'm not. If leftists started showing some level of intelligence, I'd leave them alone. This show would be completely geared to something different. I talk about leftists. I mean people that have no pragmatic anything, that can't discern wheat from chaff, don't know how to think for themselves, do for themselves, always government, whatever. That's what I'm talking about. I don't like stupid people. You know this about me. What? Don't act like I'm giving you something new here about myself. Oh, Kevin, he's such a, you know, whatever. He's a snooty guy. I don't like stupid people. I'm a bigot against stupid people. If they were of a race, if stupid people were black or white, I mean, just I'm talking about a color that you could recognize. Let's use purple. If stupid people were purple, I would be on this show every day going, these stupid purple people. Those people, it would be like you people. If I was talking to an audience of purple people, I would be like, you people, And I would call them out. I wouldn't have any qualms saying, and there would be people clamoring, Kevin, don't talk about the purple people. You can't say purple anymore. They want to be called whatever. What makes purple? Like four different colors? What? Purple. Nothing even rhymes with purple. So, yes, a good color for stupid people. So, but whatever it would be, they would be like, Kevin, you can't say that about purple people. And I would go, yeah, I just did. I just said that about the purple people. I would do it. Anyway, I want to make this our stupid people segment, our dope segment, but not stupid people. It's about what's going on in the world of dope. And here's what I've learned about the world of dope. This story, I got to tell you, when I first saw it, when I first read it, I was like, what? I was outraged. I was outraged. I thought to myself, who does this? What judge would dare authorize that a 5-year-old girl take cannabis to school? And then I finished listening to the story, reading it and hearing the video, and I went, oh, okay. So, see, you may have the same reaction. If I said a judge ruled that a 5-year-old girl could take cannabis to school, marijuana extra, you'd be like, what? I was offended. I was like, and it's in California, so I was like, of course. Oh, I was stereotyping. Not going to lie to you. What other judge, were on your wildest dreams, would they let a kid 5 years old take cannabis to school? And then I heard the story. Here's the story.
A kindergartner can keep taking a cannabis-based drug to school for an emergency. The judge now siding with a 5-year-old family in California. The cannabis oil is used to treat Brooke Adams' rare epileptic seizures at her public school. It contains an active ingredient in pot, which authorities said violates state and federal laws banning medical marijuana on school grounds.
And I'm going to tell you something. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I saw the commercial for cannabis oil, where there was a dog, a Doberman Pinscher, no, a pit bull, and he had epileptic seizures. And the owner of the dog's owner, he said, let me show you something. And he took this cannabis oil, and the dog was, you know, on the ground just, flicking around, like, you know, in the epileptic seizure. And the guy took a dropper full of that oil, and he, you know, as the dog was flinching around, and he just dipped it on him. And within a second, the dog, he popped up and had no clue that he had a seizure. So what the guy says is he buys that oil for his dog, and when the dog has a seizure, and he says somebody told him that that's what would stop it, and so he started doing it. And you Google the video or go on YouTube and search for it, whatever, however you find it, it's easy to find. And I guarantee he's not the only one. He's not the only one. There's something to be said for these medicinal things that we dismiss. And here's what's interesting about cannabis, marijuana, whatever. It's been demonized because the government is the one who decided to demonize it. Somebody, I don't know who and I don't know why, saw this plant growing in nature. I don't know why they did this, but maybe they smelled it. Maybe they, you know, there's something in your body that can know if something can help you or not. And I'll give you a good example. I've been made sick by certain foods, and my body won't eat it. And I'll tell you something else my body does. Yours does too, but mine is really fine-tuned. If a food is spoiled, I'm talking about just barely, I touch it on my tongue tingles. Yeah, it does. My tongue will tingle and go, it's no good. And I'm the kind of guy that when I was a kid, I'd eat any. I could, as they say in Rambo,
he could eat things that make a billy goat puke
or a gilly boat poop, whatever, puke. But not anymore. My tongue will tingle, and I go, oh, no good, because you know, like you eat by ham or turkey, some sort of lunch meat, and you let it get a little, you know, go a little couple days long, no good. So, if I do eat it, I will throw it up within a minute. Guarantee you. It's the way my stomach works now. I no longer can eat things that make a billy goat puke. But there you go. So this medicine is helping these dogs. It helped this dog. I bet it's helping hundreds of others. I hear it's great for pain relief. it's getting people off of opioids. Again, I don't know. I don't use drugs. But if it's doing all of that, government, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Take it to the alley. Where were you raised? I'm going all through my Rahm Emanuel stuff. Now, that being said, the smokers of this drug, holy cow, guys. It's horrible. It's horrible. Do we have time to play the cocaine one? Yeah, let's do it.
In Texas, a shipment of bananas had $18 million worth of cocaine mixed in it, says law enforcement. So the bananas were donated food. They were earmarked to go to different state prisons.
One of the sergeants just noticed that one of the boxes didn't seem quite right. Looked a little further, removed that box off of one of the pallets, took a look inside, and saw something extraordinarily suspicious.
So the agents ended up finding 540 packages of coke. It's not clear who put that in there. Now, Customs and Border Protection and the DEA are having to investigate that one. That is bananas.
So we got dope showing up at schools. We got cocaine showing up at prisons. What in the world? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The crazy world out there. Well, I call this the dope segment. Now, look, the little girl not wanting to have seizures, I get. Somebody deciding they're going to ship a bunch of prisoners. I guess you could say they're tainted bananas, so to speak, with $18 million worth of coke. You know there's some shenanigans going on there. Anyway, short break. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
If you look at this lawyer that just came out, he's a lowlife. He represented Democrats. Nobody ever talks about that. He's a Democrat lawyer. Not a very good one, but he's a Democrat lawyer. So it's a horrible con game.
President Donald Trump's reaction to Michael Avenatti, who's representing a new accuser who came forward to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of being complicit in a gang rape during his years back in high school. Bill Cosby will serve his prison sentence at a new prison in the Philadelphia suburbs. The prison system assigned Cosby with the inmate number NN7687. Victoria Valentino says she was assaulted by Cosby and was asked on CBS This Morning if she was hoping for an apology.
He has no conscience, therefore, even if he apologized, it wouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. It would just be an act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's do a few phone calls. How about this one? This guy, I love these guys, especially white folks that call me, you know, Kevin, you don't know what you're talking about. You're, okay, whatever. Anyway, here's this white dude telling me I can't see Trump as a racist.
I can't believe that you're a black man and not seeing the president's racism. The only way you do that is because you're Christian and your ancestors were brainwashed.
Now, see, I love those kind of calls. Because, see, this is a dude that doesn't even realize how much of a knuckle-dragging racist he is. I don't know who he is. I don't know his name. He listens to this show. He obviously enjoys the smooth stylings of Kevin Jackson. All black man. By the way, I redid my DNA, my ancestry DNA, and it changed my stuff. I thought I was 21% or 23% Nigerian. I'm not. My biggest thing is a different African, whatever, and they narrowed down my whiteness even more. So I'll give you guys the new statistics another time. But anyway, I still remain mostly black. So his criticism of me remains rather racist and quite, you know, in fact, because I'm still in the 79-80% black range. But can you believe this? You can't, Kevin, you can't see Trump as racist. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right, white man. I can't see it. Now, here's the difference between you and me. I've looked for it. It doesn't exist. I know this because whether you know it or not, crazy white man calling my show, I'm smarter than you are. I don't even have to know you. You want to know why I know? Because if you had an opinion about Donald Trump and it disagreed with mine, I wouldn't tell you your ancestors were brainwashed. What kind of comment is that? Which part of my ancestors? My Irish ancestors or my Norwegian? I mean, my Scandinavian ancestors. I'm still trying to figure out if I'm Norwegian or Sweden. But which ones? Which ones were brainwashed? Or are you saying it was my African or my Native American? Which part of me was brainwashed? Because if I was brainwashed, let me tell you what I got to do. I got to go back to SMU. I got to go back to the School of Engineering and Computer Science and explain to them that I don't deserve these degrees because I'm too stupid. Oh, man. Honestly, look, I don't mind you saying to me, Kevin, I don't understand how you can accept Donald Trump when he said this about blacks or he did this about whatever. And we can have a debate about it. You know, people want to debate me on Charlottesville. Well, he said there are good people on both sides of the issue. What's racist about that? It's true. There are good people who did not believe what Antifa's doing, and there are good people who do believe in Antifa, even though they may be misguided. So what's wrong with that as a statement? If Barack Obama had made that statement, you would have said, look at how introspective and contemplative he is. But no, Donald Trump, he's a racist. What part of Trump is racist? Anything. I mean, look, if you want to call me and say, I disagree with a point, I'm more than interested to debate you. I will crush you like a bug, but I will debate you, and I'll do it sensibly. I'll do it nice. In fact, I'll even make you a deal, Mr. Smarter Than Black Man guy that called. If you call me, I will set it up for us to have a debate, and I will do this. I'll make you a bet. You give me your topic, whatever you believe in, and I'm not going to make any comments. I'm only going to ask you questions. I will limit my questions to 10. Within 10 questions, I will have you so twisted on your own logic that you will look like the moron that I know you to be. So I'll make you that deal if you want to call the show. All right, who else do we want to get? Oh, let's do this one because this is a good one. This is where somebody actually likes me.
My man, Kevin, you man, you make my day every day, buddy. As another black conservative, I'm trying to spread the word about you, but you do a fabulous job, man, and as usual, you're hitting it right on the head today, 24th of September, 2018. You know, man, I really appreciate you, bro. Keep hitting it. All right, take care. My name is Greg from L.A. All right, see ya.
Greg from L.A., listening all the time. That's up. That's my brother out there from L.A. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate the message. Look, I'll be honest with you guys. I love getting those kind of calls, especially from brothers. And Greg is a brother from L.A., home of the body bag. You don't believe me? Just wear the wrong color rag. Greg, he gets it. He's in the belly of the beast, man. I'm just saying. And he's listening to my show, spreading the word about it, doing his thing. You know, hey, I appreciate you doing that thing, bro. For you white guys, it means I appreciate his help and support. Thank you, Greg. But you get what I'm saying? And look, Greg doesn't have to make this phone call. He's got stuff to do. I know, Greg. He can handle his business. He got stuff to do. But he makes that phone call to say, dude, thank you. A brother saying, Kevin, you exist. We hear you out here, man. You know what I'm saying? That is a beautiful thing. Because you know why? Many of you white folks, you don't think the Gregs of the world exist. And more importantly, you don't think the Gregs of the world are listening to shows like mine. Now, y'all all think everybody's listening to Candace Owens. No, I'm kidding. I'm just playing. No, but people don't realize that there are some guys, and I don't know, Greg sounds like he's a young man. But he sounds like he's probably mid-30s to mid-40s, somewhere along in there. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But, you know, in other words, he's lived long enough to go, I know the game. I get what's going on here. And he says, I'm going to call. And I'm going to make sure you... Man, Greg, let me tell you. You know, I get messages all the time. And we appreciate all of them. We really do. I don't put one over the other. But some of them do stand out because of the significance that they have in the culture and what they mean. Because you know what white folks do? They go, Kevin, man, I hope you're getting through to other blacks. Please. Yeah, getting through to other blacks. Let me tell you, guys like Greg, on the ground level, in the field, he's getting through. And he's listening to me going, man, that's a brother that's speaking the truth. Look, he knows I have no agenda against black people. In fact, it's quite the opposite. My agenda is so pro-black that it's scary. I want black folks to be looked at as the most stellar citizens in the United States. That is truly a goal that I have. And it isn't because I want people looking down on whites. I don't care. Make it a competition. Call it a competition amongst cultures. I want black folks to be so respected that when you see a black person, you go, shh, man, if you a black person interviews for a job, all the white people in the lobby, not the lobby, but in the waiting room are going, shh, man, why'd that brother have to show up? You know we ain't getting a job now. Said no white person ever, except unless it was basketball or, you know, some sport. But I want people, when it's time to hire, when Google's hiring, Google, you go to Google and it looks like friggin' Nigeria. You know, you go to Google and white people go, you know, exactly what I just said. That's not happening. It's quite the opposite. And here's the deal, and Greg knows this, we are our own worst enemies as blacks, because we, I'm not saying he and I, but people like us, yeah, I'm talking about on the other side of the aisle, they are perpetuating this nonsense that gets us stopped. We carry the brunt of everything that these clowns, these black clowns on the left do. We carry the brunt. Do you think I'm isolated from getting pulled over by a cop or getting harassed or followed in a store or whatever it may be that happens, you know, because of these other knucklehead Negroes? Are you kidding? No. But you know what the difference is between guys like me and Greg? You can follow me around in the store. I'm going to eventually pick out what I want. I'm going to go up to the checkout place. I'm going to pay for it with my very fancy credit card. And that person's going to go, wow, that was a waste of my time following that brother around. I'm not going to make a scene. You could micromanage me all you want. It just means I wish they'd micromanage me at Home Depot, because half the time I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm over there going, will somebody come follow a brother? You know? It's true. My producer is looking at me like, I'm serious. I was looking for some Velcro things to keep the wire, because my cords fall down a lot, you know, when we do the show. And I want them just to be right there when I need them to, you know, to do different things. And they fall. So I was looking for Velcro. It took me 20 minutes to find it on my own. And finally, I just went up to some old white dude and said, hey, man, do you know where? He goes, yeah. Kevin, it's aisle. And he didn't know my name. But he's like, yeah, it's aisle 17. You know, it's going to be right up front there. I was like, what? Went and looked. There it was. I'd been there. That's what's so cold about it. I had already looked. You ever in Home Depot, you could go look, be right in the vicinity of what you want, and just be looking around, going, "Whoa, okay." So I need 3 3¾ with a, you know, size 6 or size 4. You know, you're kind of lost unless you do that stuff all day long and you're in construction or something. So yeah, follow a brother around in Home Depot or Lowe's, white folks, please. That way I don't have to look. And then half the time you go in there helping some white couple that's, you know, redecorating something. Like, hey, excuse me, when you're done with them, could you help a brother out? I'm about to steal something. That's what I threaten them with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The left have gone too far. That's what Jimmy Carter says. AP apparently was talking to him, and he said during his annual report at his post-presidential center and library in Atlanta, the Democrats need to resist going too far left, though he admits he's no fan of President Trump. Independents need to know they can invest their vote. That sounds like Bill Clinton. He says independents need to know they can invest their vote in the Democratic Party. Warning of the grave consequences of a move to a very liberal program like universal health. That's delicate. And Carter acknowledged even contradictory advice coming from the 93-year-old former president, and it underscores the complicated political calculations for Democrats as they prepare for the November midterms and look ahead to the 2020 presidential election. Now, Carter and his wife admitted they voted for Sanders. We covered this the other day. But it's worth revisiting that Jimmy Carter, one of the worst presidents in history, is coming across as the voice of reason for Democrats because he's saying to them, look, guys, you've gone crazy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. He says, I don't think any Democrat is going to vote against the Democratic nominee. Well, that's where you're wrong, Jimmy. Well, you could be. Maybe there will be people that will no longer, they will decide they are no longer Democrats because they've gone too far. This was back before they started chasing down Kavanaugh. So if you, if Jimmy was saying it then, saying, good guys, you're going too far, you this Russia thing, you know, universal health, he could have gone on. He just chose not to. But he decided, you know what? I'll just talk about universal health. But there's a lot of stuff they've gone too far on the, they're too far out there on the limb. Crazy folks. Bill Cosby, 80 something years old. If you had said to Bill Cosby or anybody in his sphere, hey, look, your grandpa, great-grandpa, whatever, your friend, your confidant, your cousin, your whatever, he's going to go to prison for something that women accused him of over 4-5 decades ago. Nobody said a word, no actual proof per se, except if you want to look at the fact that there are many of them. But I'll tell you this, don't believe the hype of many. Don't believe it. I just saw a case of a West Point woman. I don't know. She's 52 years old. What's her name? A West Point woman. She accuses a man of raping her while she was a cadet. She left West Point Academy. This was years ago. This guy is now in his 40s. He's 52. Years ago at West Point, he then is up to be a general. He's a full bird colonel. He's up to be a general. And that's when she wrote a blog back in 2013 and said he raped her. He said it's categorically a lie. But it derailed his career. He was given $8.4 million, $3.4 in damages and another $5 million in punitive damages from a judge after they found out she completely made it up. Now, you can bet Democrats would have been looking for other victims, and they would have found them. You ever seen these people, or you watch these cop shows where they go, oh, yeah, we have people that come and admit to crime. They just come in and they go, I did it. You know that person that's shooting people on the highway? I did it. And they go, you did? Well, what kind of rifle were you using? A 243. Well, it's a 30-06 shell. Okay, well, a 30-06. They want to get convicted. These are people that are thrill seekers. They want to be in the limelight, even if it might get them arrested. That's how bad it is. That's what leftism does to you. It makes you crazy. These people are crazy. They want to get... And look, I don't know what Cosby did, but I've told you guys many times. Bill Cosby, back in the day, did not have to give a single woman any type of enhancement drugs for sex. You may not have wanted to go out with him, but he didn't have to drug you. He did not. What did they say he was giving women? Not roofies. It wasn't. No, it wasn't what old. What's his name? It wasn't Quaalude. I don't remember, but it was a date rape type drug, supposedly. Bill Cosby has been in his hate. But when black folks couldn't get jobs, Bill Cosby had jobs. And Bill Cosby didn't play pimps and hustlers in Hollywood. He played good roles. He was the talk of the town. Comedian, actor, activist, you name it. He covered it all. Look, I'm not here to protect him. I'm just telling you, if you want to tell me that you were a woman back in the day interested in Bill Cosby and he had to drug you to get you into bed, that is ridiculous, beyond belief. Now, there are people that, you know, the thrill of the chase, or I don't know, call it whatever you want. I'm not saying it's not a possibility. What I'm telling you is I don't believe most of these women. It's like the girl that Mike Tyson raped. 2 o'clock in the morning, he calls her up. She comes over to his hotel room, supposedly wearing a fur coat and a bikini. And she's then wants to cry rape. I get it. No means no. I'm not trying to be one of those dudes. But I'm telling you, why would you even put yourself in a situation? And if she says no to Mike Tyson, he needs to stop and say, go on, get home. Go on home. Here's some bus fare. Throw it at her if you want to be mad. Because he doesn't need to rape her. But you can't. What do we really know? Maybe he threw money at her afterwards, and that's what made her mad. I'm telling you, if you think you're going to make me believe the woman automatically, it is ridiculous. In this case, where this woman now must pay this man $8.4 million, watch what happens. Watch how many people this happens to. Watch how many young men, young women, or young men, mothers tell their sons, you keep an accurate diary of everything that you do. You back it up. You make sure you put it in a phone. Are you consenting for us to do whatever? You better make sure you have every I dot, every T cross. I promise you, that is what I tell my kids. Unbelievable. These people are scurrilous. It cracks me up. But if it weren't so serious, it would be funny. They've gone too far. Here's a story about them going too far. This one will shock you. A student editor at a top university has been fired in a transphobia row after he tweeted that women don't have penises. Angelos Sophocleous, assistant editor at Durham University's philosophy journal Critique, was sacked from his post after just three days for writing a tweet deemed transphobic by fellow students. Sophocleous, age 24, from Cyprus, faced disciplinary action last month after he retweeted an article by The Spectator on his Twitter titled, "Is it a crime to say women don't have penises?" with the comment, RT retweet, "If women don't have penises." The postgraduate philosophy and psychology student was dismissed from his position at the university after the tweet spiked outrage. I want to just let that sink in for just a second. He was also fired from his position as editor at Durham University's online magazine, The Bubble, was forced to resign as president of the Free Speech Society Humanist Students. He stood by his comment, which has sparked a row around trans rights and freedom of speech. I'm glad he didn't back down. But I want you to just think about the craziness of tweeting, "Women don't have penises." The craziness of that. I'll ask you, my radio audience, do they? Because I took biology, I took human anatomy, and by the way, even if I hadn't, I do know this: women don't have penises. Now, that's transphobic, according to somebody. It's trans. In other words, I must not like the transgender people when I say women don't have penises. No, I'm just making an observation that happens to be a fact. Now, if you're a man, and you are transitioning, quote, to a woman, and you still have your penis, you're a man transitioning to be a woman. You may even have boobs. But if you have your penis and your naughty bits, outside, then you are not a woman. Now, for the sake of this discussion, you never will be. Not in the purest sense. You can pretend. You can make people believe it. And you might even get people to call you a woman. But you're not. It's okay. I mean, if you said, "Kevin, I feel like a woman," I would say, "You know what, Susan? I will call you that. But you're not a woman." This should be clear. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.